636-8686. I want to talk some Purdue football. We're joined right now by the Big Ten Offensive Player of the Week, a wide receiver for Purdue. 11 receptions, 240 yards, a TD in Saturday's enormous win over second-ranked Iowa. Top 10 in school history in receptions and receiving yardage. First team All-Big Ten and an academic All-Big Tenner last year. Purdue is 4-2. They are number 25 in the AP poll, and they're at home against Wisconsin on Saturday. David Bell is my guest. David, it's great to have you on. How are you?
I'm doing good. How are you doing?
Good, good. Listen, I know you're thinking about Wisconsin, but before we get there, you're coming off that career game and that huge win over second-ranked Iowa. The program is down the top 25 for the first time in 14 years. Overall, how would you describe the mood around the team right now and on campus?
So I have to go with on campus first. It's very energetic. You know, those fans are very proud of us. They were proud of us. When we came back from the flight from Iowa, the fans were actually waiting for us. We got off the plane, so just to see that type of love being shown from the fans really means not only a lot to me, but to the team also. And just for the team, you know, I think we live by the 48-hour rule. We celebrated, of course, on Saturday, and then Sunday we got into it. But Monday and today, we knew that we would have to come back to work to get ready for Wisconsin.
We're talking to David Bell. Makes sense. All right, so if we were to go back, though, to that game in Iowa City, from the outside, it felt like you guys went into that game against Iowa expecting to beat them. Maybe you shocked some people outside the program, but how much confidence did you guys have going into that game?
We had the most confidence going into that game. We knew what type of defense that they were going to be in a lot of percentage of the time, and you know, for the defensive side, for our defense, we knew that we'll be able to get turnovers and create havoc on the quarterback, and we just went out there and did that. So it wasn't a doubt in our mind that we'll come out Saturday and win against Iowa.
We're talking to David Bell. Now, you yourself have had some big, big games against them. In fact, you averaged nearly 160 yards per game against them over the past two games, and you put up 240 on Saturday. What is it about Iowa or facing Iowa that brings out the best in you?
I don't really think it has anything to do with that university specifically. I just think that just those past two games that we played them, you know, coming from last year was the first game of the season after our season was getting canceled, so I was kind of more locked in that first game. And then the opportunity that we had last week playing number two team in the country, I think if you aren't locked in for that, then I don't think you should be playing football. And I just accepted the challenge, you know, knowing that they had some of the best DBs, not only in the Big Ten but in the nation. I knew that I would have to have a big-time game to lead us to the victory.
David Bell is joining us. All right, so then you've got Aiden O'Connell. He threw for 375 yards, a couple of touchdowns. Right now, how would you describe the chemistry the two of you have on the field?
The chemistry is amazing that we have on the field. This goes all the way back to my freshman year when I was here. I used to stay after in the summer and go over plays with Aiden. Last year, we had a tremendous connection. And even now, you know, even though he wasn't the starter, in the beginning of the season, we still had a connection. He would stay after and throw to me after almost every practice. And, you know, when he became a starter, we began to watch more film together. And that's what I think led us to have an even better connection on this previous Saturday.
We're talking to David Bell. And then you've got O'Connell, right? He's one of the three quarterbacks who was used on Saturday, which was something that Jeff Brohm worked up for the game. What did you make of that approach, and what's it been like playing for Jeff Brohm?
So my thoughts on the approach, I think it was amazing. You know, we knew that it would be a team effort, and we knew that we would have to have everyone so we can be victorious on that day. So it was a great play calling from Coach Brohm with using Aiden, Plummer, and then Burton, too, just to keep Iowa on their feet and make sure that they couldn't just key in on one guy. And playing for Coach Brohm is amazing. You know, he's a phenomenal play caller. He's always puts us in the right situations to be successful.
All right, so I'm curious, like after the game, you tweeted, quote, "What we did today is why I came to Purdue. We were always capable of greatness. I love this team and family. We played hard, but we could not have gotten it done without the love of the fans. This one was for y'all. Thank you, Boiler Nation." I'm curious, what made you want to go to Purdue in the first place, and then how did it feel to feel all of that on Saturday?
So the main reason why I chose to come to Purdue would have to be my grandmother. You know, many know that she's handicapped, and I knew that this would be the best way for her to be able to travel to the game. It's just an hour and 15 minutes away from my hometown. And another reason was I just wanted to change the narrative about Purdue University. It was very negative things before I committed here, but with the big win that they had against Ohio State the year before, that team began to start to change, and I knew that if I would come here that I can have an immediate impact and change it myself also.
I love that. I love everything about that. So let me ask you this. Like, you had that 48-hour rule, and you're on to the next thing. But when you're in a game like that, or even 40 hours after that, we're talking about a game. Like, you went on the road, and you blew out the second-ranked team in the country. It's a legendary game with legendary performances. That's the kind of game that people will talk about for years to come. I mean, do you realize that at this point, or do you just not allow yourself to think about that because you're on to Wisconsin?
Of course, I've thought about it, but I try not to think about it too much because we haven't beat Wisconsin since 2000-something. So I'm just trying to break that streak by this upcoming Saturday. So I know that all my focus and all the team's focus is going to have to be on this upcoming game. So we're not trying to think too much about the past. You know, in 10 years, we'll have hopefully a 10-year reunion, and we'll be able to celebrate even more then.
Talking to David Bell. So Drew Brees posted a pic of you on Instagram with the caption, "Purdue, baby, David Bell, the most underrated player in college football." What did it feel like to see that? And do you feel like you're still underrated?
It feels great that Drew gave me a shout-out like that. You know, he's obviously a Purdue great. And when you think of Purdue football, you think of Drew Brees, all the stuff that he's accomplished here at Purdue and also in the NFL with his time with the Saints. But you know, I think I still personally think I still am a little underrated, so I still have to work hard each and every day to prove myself, to prove that I'm one of the top receivers in the country.
Hey, David, I'm curious. Like, your wide receivers coach said, quote, "You're the most competitive young man that has ever stepped foot on the field for me," end quote. This guy's had a lot of players now. Where does that fire and that competitive spirit come from? Like, I always ask this of extremely motivated, competitive people. Are you wired for it? Were you always just like that? Or did you create that, manufacture that, conjure that up?
I think I have to say just the way that I grew up, you know, seeing what my mother had to do and what my grandparents had to do just so they were able to provide for us. And I think that that's kind of easy for me just seeing what they had to do that I can just translate it over to the field.
Hmm. I think that a lot of people listening know this story, but some don't. Why do you wear the number 3? Who do you honor with that number?
So the reason I wear number 3 is for my friend that passed away a few years back named Dejon Anderson due to gun violence.
So what was he like as a teammate and a friend? Like, what was Dejon like?
Dejon was a phenomenal teammate and even a better person and a friend. You know, anytime you needed him, he'd call away about anything. He didn't ask for anything in return. He was just, you know, an upfront guy. He always kept it straight with you also. And then on the field, he was just relentless. Anytime you needed a big play, we counted on him. He played multiple positions for us, played safety, DB, return kicks, and even occasionally we asked him to come play offense for us and catch some passes.
It's a great, great way for you to honor him. So before I let you go, you mentioned what it was like to grow up. You're from the far east side of Indianapolis. I know it means a lot to you to represent where you're from. What was life like for you growing up? What was it like to be there?
It was actually fun. You know, of course, it had its ups and downs, but just growing up and being able to be around my family is definitely very family-oriented over on that side of town. So I just felt the love when I was growing up, and I'm just trying to get the love back with all the success that I have. I just don't want people to think that I forgot where I came from.
Right. And let's not forget also, you played 4 years of basketball. What kind of a basketball player were you?
I was a pretty good basketball player, so I started varsity my freshman year and played all 4 years, ended up winning the state championship my junior year, going 32-0 and finishing the number 2 team in the country, I think, behind Modern Day High School. So basketball was actually my first love. I started playing basketball since I was 3, but you know, I made a kind of a business decision when I entered into my freshman year in high school that focused on football more than basketball.
Modern Day is right down the street from where we are right here. So I'm really curious about that. Like you just said, 32-0 state championship. You made it. You played varsity as a freshman, but you made that business decision. Like, did you like football better or were you better at football? Like, what went into that business decision?
So from about first to eighth grade, I think I liked basketball better. But I was better at football, but I realized and I started to fall in love with it more the more I began to be around some of the players that Warren and some of the coaches that Warren and just seeing like the tradition that Warren had and seeing that all the greats that they had passed through, and that's what made me fall in love with the game even more.
All right, so this has been a really good conversation. Leave me with a thought. You're getting ready for Wisconsin. What are your early thoughts on that matchup?
it's definitely going to be a tough matchup. You know, they have a phenomenal offense and also a phenomenal defense. I think they only give up 14 points a game, so we're going to have to come out swinging, definitely take care of the ball, and just no turnovers. I think that's going to be the key game. Whichever team has this amount of turnovers, you're going to win the game ultimately.
That is your Big Ten Offensive Player of the Week right there, coming off an enormous game in that win over number 2 Iowa, wide receiver with Purdue, David Bell. David, really impressed with you, man. Thank you very, very much. Great to have you on the show. Good luck.
Thank you, and I appreciate you for having me.
Appreciate you for doing it. I'm telling you, man, 3 really impressive young guys today on the program. I like it. Jordan Fuller of the Rams. We had KJ Osborne of the Vikings. David Bell. I'm telling you, these guys get younger and younger and more dialed in at a younger age. There's just no way I could have handled myself or had the thought process or the mindset or the perspective that these young guys have now at that age. I kind of remember what I was like at that age. Nothing like that. Really impressed.